Hey guys, we are Avery and Gavin, and welcome back to our podcast, World Problems, where we talk about issues in our society revolving around the perspective from teenagers. So today we're just going to be talking about like how To Kill a Mockingbird relates to social class. Gavin, do you want to start with that?
Sure. And my topic is education. So statistics show that people who are in a low social class automatically get a lower education. And in an examination by an author of the name S.E.B. Hill, she proved that the connection between income and a child's educational success is very strong. And that indicates that the growing educational inequality is between higher and lower income students. So the people who are in a lower social class and in poverty do not have enough money to support their children going to school and getting good educations, which then plunges those children into a lower social class and poverty because they don't have a good education to get a job and other things like that.
Yeah, that's like in To Kill a Mockingbird. You have like Scout and you have a lot of kids who just, they have enough money to go to school, but like I remember in, I think it was chapter 3, they talk about how Walter Cunningham is at school and he can't afford to have lunch and he can't afford to have these things because like they were in the Great Depression, so they literally just did not have anything, which is scary to think that like that's a thing that happened at one point in time, was that we had a Great Depression and kids could not afford to even get new clothes for the school year. And like we're really lucky that in like today's time it's a lot easier to get a job and like have those opportunities to be able to like have that.
Yeah, another example would be Burris Ewell, who he was in the lowest level of poverty in Macomb, and because of that he'd help his family in fields, and he'd go to school on the first day and the first day only, and that was just to get the school off their back. And because he never went to school, he never got a good education, and he will grow up to be in poverty just like his father.
Yeah. Another problem is in social class that like relates to today's time is like how we have so many like refugees coming in to the United States, and they come in and they're at the lowest social class, and then it causes them to like literally have no motivation. It's just like it's a serious problem that like people don't really like take seriously. They're like, oh well, like government can deal with that and they can deal with that, but like it's a serious issue to think that people are coming in and they're then sitting at the bottom like social class, and then they aren't doing anything about it because they're like, oh, well, I'm at the bottom of social class, it doesn't matter anyway, let me just not get a job. So it creates a whole cycle where you just have like kids, generations and generations of like families who are just like, oh well, you don't need a job, like just like you don't need one. And it's just like it's a serious problem for people who are coming into the country, which is like really bad.
Yeah, they end up in the lowest social class, and like you said, they're unmotivated, and even if they were motivated, it's still very hard because they may not speak the language, they might not have a good education, and they're in poverty.
Yeah.
And they can't get out of it.
Yeah, they're in poverty, and they don't really want to do anything, and they're just like, well, I'm already here, what's the point of trying to get out of it at this point? And so you have that as an issue, and then like in To Kill a Mockingbird, you see with the Cunninghams, they just like they live a very different life than the Finches. Like you see whenever Walter goes to the Finches household and they're like, oh well, he's like, oh, pass me the syrup, and he puts syrup on vegetables, and then Scout gets scolded for judging him, and Calpurnia is just like, well, he's the same as you. And it's a really good example of like how social class is so dumb that we group people based on their wealth. And like it is very like relevant to today's society just because it's like we do group people by wealth and their self-worth. So it's like it's kind of sad that we do that in general.
Yeah, not only wealth, they group them by education, race, gender,
religion.
All these different things that define social class. And you have no control over your own social class. It's what other people say.
also it's like what your parents put you into until you can provide for yourself. So
yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. That wraps up our opinions on social class. We hope you tune in to our podcast next week.